This is CPR News and KRCC. I'm May Ortega. Thermometers at Denver International Airport recorded a temperature of minus 24 degrees this morning. That's the coldest it's been in Denver since 1990, when temperatures dropped to minus 25 degrees. Paul Schlatter with the NWS says DIA got a considerable amount of snow, too.
DIA snow total was 3.9 inches. Most areas from like Greeley south to Denver and west of there got it 6 inches, was about the average snowfall.
Inclement conditions at the airport have disrupted travel. According to FlightAware, 345 Thursday flights in and out of the airport have been canceled with more delays. Several Colorado lawmakers praised Ukrainian President Volodymyr Zelensky's joint address to Congress Wednesday. CPR's Caitlin Kim reports.
Wearing his wartime green, Ukrainian President Zelensky made a plea to Congress for continued support as his country continues to fight Russia. Senator Michael Bennett said the rare address of a wartime leader to Congress was a rousing call to defend freedom and democracy, while Republican Representative Doug Lamborn called Zelensky inspiring and said it's vital that America continue to strategically assist Ukraine. In Washington, D.C., I'm Caitlin Kim, CPR News.
The city and county of Denver has asked the state for $1.5 million to expand capacity and resources to help with the hundreds of migrants arriving from the southern U.S. border. Mayor Michael Hancock said the city is doing its best to respond, but noted that Denver has limited resources to handle the influx of this many people.
I implore Congress and the administration to act and to act quickly.
Hancock estimates Denver has spent around $2 million on shelter, transportation, food, and other costs to host migrants. This is CPR and KRCC.